This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. Well, hello there. It's another beautiful sunny day here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, an independent nation, we say, from 1973. We're still growing. We're still bursting at the seams in some regard. But for the most in conversation, we have much to say here. But in our saying, we can tell the entire world that we are the happiest people that God has ever created. We are in a great country, a great place, a great space. And for you joining us here today on 96.9 FM Guardian Radio, this is the capital of talk. This is where talk actually takes place, and the talk that at times brings strong action. The action that we want you to bring to us today is a conversation that's very familiar to many of you. Many of you are more leaning towards American politics than that of Bahamian politics, as you do the same with sports and everything else. And so today, Remark, your host Garth Roseboro here with you today, I'm going to allow you the time to call in, have a conversation with gentlemen whose brain truly exemplifies what the most brilliant computer looks like. I think these gentlemen have data in their head. They have historical data. They have current data. They can forecast. And they will give you a great picture of what is now on the table, the battle. Democrat or Republican? Harris or Trump? Who is your horse in this race? Do you know why you like them so much? Do you know what they bring to the table? Maybe you want to let us know by way of your psychic ability or your prophetic ability what the outcome will be on this coming Tuesday. This conversation is going to be deep. So get your pen, get your paper, get your laptops, get your iPads, your cell phones, take notes. But more importantly, be prepared to call in today at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or anywhere from our family of islands, 242-300-5720. And for those of you who are shy, you can text us today at 422-4796. Before I continue and I introduce our guest today, I did get some communication that's very important. The Nassau Guardian is celebrating a milestone here. So before we get to American conversation, let's talk about our own conversation here at Guardian. We're celebrating a milestone, 180 years, the anniversary, right here on November 23rd. Mark that in your calendar, November 23rd of this year, 180 years. That's remarkable. Not because my program is remarkable, by the way, but that is remarkable. It's beginning Monday, November 4th, and every day this month, we will feature a blast from the past, highlighting pages from this oldest and most respected newspaper of record over the past 18 decades. Wonderful snapshots of a Bahamas transitioning from the abolition of slavery to the period of internal self-governance and independence, and into the 21st century. Surprising key states for history buffs or anyone who just loves the Bahamas. And so if you are a true Bahamian at heart or a fan of the Bahamas, you definitely want to join the Nassau Guardian as we celebrate this milestone. I'm looking forward to you celebrating with us. And right now I have seated with me today none other than a very, very dear friend of mine, my fishing partner. He's been a mentor throughout the years. He's known me from I was a young boy. Very hot-headed, he said, very impulsive. I think I was decent, but, you know. He said they were praying for me from I was young, so thank God for people who pray for you. But he is none other than a former university president here in the Bahamas, Dr. Leon Higgs. And I'm going to allow him to just say a bit more about himself, joining us here today, Sunday, on Remark. Go ahead, Dr. Higgs.
Good evening, sir, and it's great to be on the show with you.
Mm-hmm.
What should I say about me?
You're trying to be humble now, and we're going to talk about Trump? You think Trump was humble? What about Harris? Man, you got to talk into that mic, man. And you got to get ready to battle because,
I don't know.
Mr. Russell over there, he ain't easy. I can tell you that right now. And then Fergie is stuck over there in Fort Lauderdale on a flight on his way straight to the studio. And he's not easy, so
I don't know.
Time to be humble.
I don't know if you want me to answer that right out of the gate, but anyhow, I'm originally from Andros, South Andros, love South Andros. As you mentioned, I love to fish. Fishing is my pastime. And anytime I'm out on the water, the world just stops.
Mm. But you love politics too, though.
I enjoy politics.
Mm.
I followed American politics. Well, I followed the politics in the world on a whole, really.
Okay.
But mainly, like right now, the American politics. And so that's why we're here today.
Mm.
Career-wise, I think most people know that I was president of the College of the Bahamas, now the university, for mm-hmm. 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah, from 1996 to 2004.
Wow.
I enjoyed my stint there. I'm the father of 4 sons and 8 grandchildren.
Oh. Mm.
And
You're also an author. You wrote a book.
Yes, Barefoot to Boardroom.
Mm.
Still working on the sequel to that.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good to have you here with us today.
So it's good to be here. And I'm looking forward to the discussion.
Well, it's good to have you here. There's another gentleman here, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, this gentleman called me first to talk about beekeeping and agriculture and opportunities. He's quite the studious individual. I find him to be very much researched, very defined, very reserved, but he sure could hell run. When I was attacked by bees, I didn't know where my friend ran to. He was down the street. I had about 70 bee stings that day, and he said, "God, this don't look too inviting." So I'm certain that he should have been one of our athletes here in the Bahamas, you know, but he doesn't abandon, you know, but in the case when you have, how many thousand bees you figure I had on me that day?
Boy, at least 3,000.
I was covered in bees being stung. And he saw that. He watched me scrabble out of the ladder. And when I looked down the street in Cool Acres, this man was all the way down the road. I said, "Well, the fellow could outrun bees." But brother D. Russell, man, your former host here at the Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. But go ahead and introduce yourself, man. I just want to boast about you. He's the Orkin man. This is my friend. He knows how to exterminate. But go ahead, Dr. D.
No, man. Good evening, everybody. And thank you to my friend. And you know, the beautiful thing about how you tell a story, right, is you only tell part of the story.
Oh,
now,
no.
Now. So this alleged bee incident, right, that God is referring to, I was a novice beekeeper. And my friend here was training me in the art and the science of beekeeping. And we went to investigate this hive situation. And I, even in my novice nature, I'm there. My friend is up on this ladder, and we're in the soffit of the roof of this home on the outside of the building. And I didn't know much about bees at the time, but I know what anger sounds like. And my friend cracked the soffit open, and I heard a sound I had never heard before in my life. And I said, God, I ain't sure about this one. They sound a little angry in there. No, man, D, we could be fine. And as soon as my friend opened that soffit up, they came out with a vengeance. He fall, I ran. I tried to save my life. He obviously tried to save his life. I eventually, my fellow Bahamians, came over to render aid to my friend. But that was after I had secured safety for myself and was assured that those bees were no longer chasing me. Because I went one direction, he went the other, and they chased us in both directions. So that is a more truthful account of this incident that he is referring to. But I am happy to be here, super excited to be here. Garth and I go way back, always check on each other periodically to make sure that we're good. Mm-hmm. He does his thing, I do my thing, but mutual respect and love and admiration for one another, and absolute continued support for him. So I am ecstatic to be here. So I'm an entrepreneur, former college professor at the university, professor, as Garth said, former talk show host, done a little bit of a lot. So I'm happy to have this conversation today. Looking forward to it.
Hey, man, that's good stuff. Well, I just want you to know, Brother Russell, that I went by my air-conditioned man off of Wolf Road, and a group of people were there. And the lady says, I know you. I said, you know me? You know me? You know me from where? Well, she called me the name of an animal. She said, you that jack, you know what? Who got attacked by the bees almost 10 years ago.
She know you?
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, I was kind of like embarrassed. Like, what? How could you remember that? She said, yeah. She said, I was in Cool Acres. I said, I don't recall seeing you. She said, but we saw you.
Wow. Wow.
So it's good to have you all here with us today. And, a good friend, Ellington Ferguson, he got stuck in Fort Lauderdale on a flight. He told me he was supposed to fly in first thing this morning, but the flights were delayed. So he's on his way here now. He said he was boarding about a little over half an hour ago, and he would come straight to the station if possible. So okay. Let's get the show beginning. I don't know, Wally, you got any peak state music you can give me to get me a little turned up a little bit? Let's get into this conversation, folks, and give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, or text in at 422-4796.
Have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 Years logo printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd. One drawing will take place. It's that simple.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. Listen to me. Everyone in the studio is smiling. They just love the way Wally jams, you know. That's Wally John Lee Ferguson on the board. My people at home, my people in the community, Wally is the man. So, Wally, we appreciate you being here today. The phone's already lit up. I don't know what they want to speak about. I haven't started the show as yet, but I know you're holding, so I'm going to let you say what you have to say. Go ahead, caller.
Gavril Sparrow.
Oh, boy, you said that so wonderfully well. You think the good Lord Jesus can call my name like that on that day?
He most definitely will, but he'll do it with a little praise. You know, hallelujah. I love
praise
the music
God.
Just now. I was doing a little bounce in the car.
Oh, have mercy. Wally, you know how to put it on you, boy.
But you was asking opinions on Trump and Kamala.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm praying, hoping, fingers and toes and ears and everything crossed. You know, the only thing I cross is my eye. But I'm hoping that Kamala wins that.
You want Kamala to win? Why?
I feel like she is more rooted and grounded and not as much self-absorbed and seem to be, I don't know, I hate to say a little violent with opinions as Trump is. He seems to be on the attack. And, you know, like they said, someone in his kingdom in Pennsylvania needed medical attention. Bro starts singing the national anthem.
Mm.
Like it didn't matter. That person's life did not matter. And that is how he runs his campaign. Nobody matters except Donald Trump with 1.5 S.
So your vote today is going with Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. And I'm hoping, praying that she wins this. If she don't, I'll be a little afraid because he ready to pack everybody up and send them wherever he can send them. He ready to pack us up over the Bahamas and shit. Well, someplace else would say this belongs to America.
Okay.
We got close.
So here in the Bahamas, if I compare what you're saying comparatively, we're talking comparatively now. Trump is saying he wants to weed out all these individuals, send them back where they came from. Isn't that what the Bahamas is also saying?
Not exactly, you know.
Really?
Not exactly. We're not exactly saying it.
You just
mashed
up.
There are some of us that are saying it. Some of us want it, but we already know that you can't do that because some people have already established lives in this country. Now, those who are freshly coming, yes, I can see you doing that. It's the way he is going about it. I see like it's a bit, he's overdoing it. It's like an overkill.
Mm. So when
you understand? I don't mind him doing it, but I feel like he's taking it to the extreme. And I don't feel like it needs to be. It ain't that serious. Come on. It ain't that serious. I can understand you trying to get it under control and then going from there. But he seemed to be doing everything in the extreme.
So from 1973 till now, we've had shanty towns. I'm almost 70 in the next 20 years. And so we've always had shanty towns. I've grown up around the Creole community. And in my 55th year this year, you're now mashing up their homes. Is it that serious? It's never been a problem before.
Pardon me?
I said, it's never been a problem before, the shanty towns.
But I think it's always been a problem. We just never bothered to look into it. We started looking into it from years ago, from like Lossus Roco speaking about it. We would have gotten it under control, but we just leave it alone. Because why? When I come to your house to clean your yard and I said my price is $200, you go down the road and you ask the man down there and he tell you, well, Daddy, I do it for $50, and you go with that.
Yeah. But America's saying they have the same problems.
But yes, they are.
So Trump said, I'm going to put a stop to that. But I'm going to let these two gentlemen chime in. I appreciate your call. You sound wonderful. You had a good lunch. You had a good dinner.
Very much so. Very much so.
Oh, Lord.
You.
I got to find your house next time then. That sounds good to me.
I want my day fishing though.
What? We can talk after the show. Call me. Yeah. Dr. Higgs, you want to chime in on that conversation?
In terms of what she's saying about Trump wanting to send everybody out, I believe that what he's proposing and the way he's proposing to do it, it's going to destroy the American economy, disrupt the economic situation in the United States. But before you respond to me, I believe every country should have control over who comes into the country and who stays. I believe it should be a uniform process. But if you're talking about rounding up 15 million people and putting them into concentration camps until you can get them out of the country, the kind of trauma that's going to cause his economic situation in the United States would be devastating to that country. You're talking about families, rooting up families and shipping out the legal as well as the illegal ones, because some of them would have created families in that country, and sending all of them out. You're talking about the people who, for the most part, are doing a lot of your agricultural work, your farm laborers and what have you. That's going to affect the economy because the stores or farmers and what have you wouldn't be able to get the food on the shelves. And because of that, the prices are going to go up, skyrocket the prices. And so it's going to affect the prices, the cost of living across the board. And for us in the Bahamas, it's going to affect us also, because it means that our price is already high in our foods, in the food stores, supermarkets especially. And if the products we're importing from the United States, which we import most of our products, when they come into the country, they're going to be even that more expensive. So it's going to affect us here too.
I'm going to differ with you a bit on that, but I appreciate the opinion. Sounds good, though. You and the caller sound good. Brother Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you're quiet over there, but I know you're always thinking.
Always.
Go ahead. How do you respond to the caller? How do you respond to Dr. Higgs?
I mean, I understand everybody's concern when it comes to Donald versus Kamala. I mean, the average person can recognize Donald's persona is quite one that is very bravado in nature. Kamala is a bit more level-headed. But I think one of the things that always challenges people in understanding is defining the Trump supporter. If you look at all of the national polls, it will talk about statistical dead heats. They're within 2 and 3% of one another. And all of these things that they use to try and understand Trump's voter. The problem is Trump's voter is undefined.
Mm.
And that person does not poll. They're not answering those surveys when you call them. You don't even know their phone numbers, right? One of the challenges the Democrats have always had is trying to figure this man out. So they use traditional playbook strategies. You know, they want to try to stay high level and talk about issues. And Trump is in the gutter politicizing things that you didn't think could be politicized. He's off the cuff. He's, if you will, unstable. And that upsets the status quo. Mm-hmm. But what people don't understand is he resonates at a visceral level in a way that Democrats don't.
Mm.
So his supporters are very avid, dare I say even rabid, in their support for him. So that level of enthusiasm is what allowed him to win in 2016. And fortunately for the Democrats, they had a version of that after President Biden stepped out of the race and Kamala had that initial momentum. The argument is she still is carrying some of that momentum going into the polls next week. The Democrats have had an excellent strategy from a ground game perspective, Trump as well. They're both running very effective campaigns on the ground, from what I understand. And so when you look at the way they're moving, this is going to be about the vote count, in my mind, who gets out their supporters better. The bigger the number of voters, to me, it favors Kamala.
To you?
If there is
you're a Kamala supporter anyhow.
Well, I'm going to answer your question.
I know you're straight. Go ahead.
With the two choices that we have before us, obviously, yes, I am.
You are?
Absolutely. Because for me, this isn't so much a question of good versus evil, you know, because, you know, in American politics, you know, they try to define it as these one-issue situations, right?
Okay.
But it is a way more complex than that.
Break it down for us.
So in the United States, the challenge that you have is Democrats, for the most part, the average person of color, supports Democratic economic policies, right? They want to help the poor.
For the most part.
They want to deal with the disenfranchised. However, Democrats...
That sounds like PLP.
Yes, it sounds very much like the PLP.
Okay.
However, socially, religiously, African Americans especially are more conservative in nature, which goes against the principles of what the Democratic Party stands for. They are pro-abortion. So these kinds of their, you can argue that they're pro-LGBTQ and all of those other social issues that go against the teachings of the Bible as we understand them. Mm-hmm. However, the Republicans are essentially towing the line when it comes to issues of faith and those kinds of social issues. Mm-hmm. But they go against you from an economic policy perspective. So they want government to be as small as possible. They want regulation gone. And for them, welfare, no, you need to work in order to earn. There's no free ride here.
Is that F&M?
It's more akin to what the F&M policy is. Here's the key distinction, though. The fact of the matter is, in the Bahamas, we take social issues off the table.
I like it.
No reason to fight over that because both of them feel the same way.
Okay.
It is a quote-unquote Christian nation. So we're not fighting over abortion in the Bahamas. We're not fighting about taking care of the poor. We're not fighting about these issues because we all agree. So what we're fighting over in the Bahamas is whether or not this economic policy makes sense for the broader masses. This particular investment makes sense for the broader masses. So we have conversations around economic policy, immigration policy, those kinds of issue-related things, which man or woman, which party is best suited to deliver on those ideals. But because America is a multi-theistic society, you have to accommodate mm-hmm. all persons, all sides of these arguments. Mm-hmm. So when that is the case, it appears to be way more polarized because I'm fighting my mummy as a young person over an issue that she feels strongly against, a social issue that she feels strongly about, mm-hmm. which is abortion. LGBTQ, mm-hmm. right? But by the same token, Mummy and I don't disagree on the fact that the party should help the poor. So when we go to the polls, my Lord, which way do we side? That's the fight that people have. So what's happening now is people are saying, you know what? I am going to choose Kamala, not necessarily because I agree with Kamala, but because this guy on the other side is so problematic on so many levels that I cannot risk putting the country in his hands. And if you're Donald's supporters, you're saying, I am so uncomfortable with her position on these social issues. I can't turn the country over to her and her supporters. I would rather side with Donald, notwithstanding the other things that he does and says. And that's what causes this issue with them. And that's why the split is usually down the middle, but I will make a bold prediction on your show today because I like controversy.
Go ahead, Mr. Cleo.
I do not believe this election is going to be close at all.
You don't
I think,
that.
No, I do not. I think whoever side this breaks to, this will be landslide. This is going to be 300 plus electoral votes for the winner.
Okay.
This is not going to be close.
I like a number of things that you said just a while ago. Okay. I see Dr. Hicks is anxious. You know, he's a senior man to
yes,
me.
Sir.
So,
yes, sir. And to you and to me.
And he knows, he knows my mother and my father.
Oh, okay.
So when he raises his finger, I might be the host of the show.
I understand.
But I don't need him to make a call to my mom. Go ahead, Dr. Hicks.
No, I was going to say that is not quite a bold prediction, you know.
Okay.
I do not believe, as a matter of fact, my oldest son, he and I, we enjoy talking politics.
Okay.
And he is so nervous. He's in the United States. Mm-hmm. He also voted. He took his wife and all the children that can vote. They went down and they voted for Kamala.
Okay.
And he was telling me this morning, Dad, I'm so nervous because I'm not certain she's going to make it.
Wow.
And I told him, you know, I can't vote in the States, but I'm not nervous because I don't think it's going to be close. I believe Kamala is going to win.
Okay.
And she's going to win big.
What state is your son in?
Florida.
Florida. That might not be a good litmus test for the rest of the country, but I understand your perspective, yeah.
Well, Florida
is a Republican-leaning state, you wouldn't expect that to...
Florida is iffy right now.
You mean like may go Democratic?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bill Clinton is there today. His wife was there last night. What's actually... I don't think this election is so much Democrat versus Republican.
Okay. How do you see it?
I believe this election is democracy versus Donald Trump.
Okay.
In other words,
that's a broad statement.
You believe the narrative that he is unsuitable or would lean to his undemocratic side in the way in which he governs.
Yeah, plus I don't know if you're familiar with 2025.
Yeah, 2025. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They've already spelled out some of the things he's going to do if he wins. Mm-hmm. If he dismantles a lot of the government departments like the Department of Education, the Department of Justice, America wouldn't be the same anymore.
Very true.
He is talking about suspending the Constitution of the United States. So because of this and the kinds of things he's talking about doing, you find a lot of Republicans, like the Cheneys, they are Republican royalty, I call them. They endorse Kamala Harris. A lot of prominent Republicans are actually campaigning. I think the other day, Barbara Bush, George's daughter, she was campaigning, I think, either in Wisconsin for Kamala. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much the Democrats versus the Republicans. Mm-hmm. It is the people who would like to hold on to America as they believe it ought to be versus Donald Trump.
Well, I have something to say to that. I just lost a caller, but you can call back. Those who want to respond to what Dr. Leon Hicks has said or what Darwin Russell has said, give us a call at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Or you can text me at 422-4796. I'm listening to both of you and great, great observations. I like what Mr. Russell said about the issues. I like how he can say that America has identified issues and basically the election is centered around the solutions to these issues from both sides. But I've also heard both of you mention to me that personality also lends itself into this particular conversation, the pros and the cons. Donald Trump is an entertainer, and he's entertaining to the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you don't like Mr. Trump, President Trump, former President of the United States, you his antics, his quips, his humor is something that you look forward to. My knowledge of global society is that people just like to be entertained. They mm-hmm. like performers.
That's true. That's true.
And so I do believe there's a particular segment of America that simply says, I like this guy because he makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris, on the other hand, to me, is a female who is extremely serious mm-hmm. and serious about everything that she does. Mm-hmm. Many people don't trust female leadership. Mm-hmm. Many females do not trust female leadership. Mm-hmm. Trump has identified that she identified herself as Hindu one day, and the next day or Indian, and the next day she's black and Christian. Mm-hmm. What side are you leaning on? Are you a chameleon, or what are you? When you talk to Kamala Harris, she has this ability to be whatever you need her to be as she campaigns. Mm-hmm. That's typical of Bahamian politics too. Mm-hmm. As we walk through communities,
that's politics.
Yeah, we say, but that's scary. And then I heard you say to me as well that many people are afraid to lose America that they know, but yet, like the Bahamas, you're looking at masses of people who have complained time and time and time again about high taxes, about the wealthy echelon, mm-hmm. and you can't break through those glass ceilings, mm-hmm. and the same Chinese that you mentioned who are now going to support Kamala are the same people who have the benefit of society while I struggle. And so I'm looking at it from the other aspect that if I put Kamala Harris in place, number yes. one, and I said I have to do negotiations with the Muslim countries mm-hmm. who don't normally respect women as heads, mm-hmm. that too is a cultural clash, it's a diplomatic clash, it's mm-hmm. a political clash, and that too could also present future negotiation situations with these particular countries.
Yes.
So the economy could also be affected in that particular light. And so what I am attempting to do today, mm-hmm. I feel everyone has their bias. We all see through our own eyes as to what appeases us mm-hmm. most. Mm-hmm. But I do not want to make the mistake that because I like you, I yes. am for you. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you can like the PLP, but if the PLP does wrong, my God, you can't support wrong. Mm-hmm. But people say, oh, no, I'd rather them do it. Mm-hmm. What you mean you'd rather them to do it? If the FNM gets in power and they do wrong, oh, that's my party. Mm-hmm. That's okay. The PLP mm-hmm. would do worse. That's not sensible. Mm-hmm. Is the world, because of social media, we can now see the life of Trump, we can see the life of Harris, we can see the life of the Republican Party, we can see the life of the Democratic Party, we can now say, you know what? I can now make a sensible and a knowledge-based decision mm-hmm. as to what is best for me. Mm-hmm. And we say, you know what? She's black. Mm-hmm. He's white. And we go back to this primal mm-hmm. way of thinking mm-hmm. that, you know what? I like Democrats. I think I do better under the Democratic thumb. Mm-hmm. Other people say, you know what, I do far better under the Republican thumb. Mm-hmm. The one who likes guns, he say, you know what, I'm all Republicans. Mm-hmm. I'm all for guns. Mm-hmm. And then the fellow who's a Democrat says, oh, I like the Democrats. I'm all for abortion. Mm-hmm. But my thing is that who's now going to take this entire conversation and say, you know what, let me break this down and say what is best. I'll tell you what astonishes me. What astonishes me is that in America, you have, numerous intelligent people. I mean people who are geniuses. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People who are leaders extraordinaire. The same way in this country, and Darwin, I'm not going to fluff you or to make Dr. Hicks' head any larger than it is, because mm-hmm. he is a handsome guy. Mm-hmm. But your leadership ability, your leadership ability is not mediocre.
Right.
When we look at what we have for leadership today, PLP and FNM, I ask myself the question, mm-hmm. how the heck did we get here? Mm-hmm. How did we get to mediocre leadership and try to say leadership is now great? Mm-hmm. America has the same issue. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that you believe Donald Trump's an idiot. He says stupid things. Oh, they're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats, they're eating the pets of the people that live there. And then Kamala goes to church now. The last 2 weeks she's been in church. She's now this sanctified Christian, a foot stomping, clapping. If she goes to a church that's reserved, let us pray. Mm-hmm. And if she goes to a jumper church, oh, yeah, I got the Holy Ghost. So how did we get to that?
Go ahead, Doc. No, you've seen it.
No, let me say something, God. In terms of choosing one over the other.
Yes, make it clear.
My feeling is if the Republican had another candidate in the fight.
Okay.
Things might be looking differently. But what I believe people are doing is people are looking at the two choices they have. And they are choosing what for them is the lesser of the two evils. That's all you have. You have either Donald or Kamala.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you look at Donald, you look at his record, you look at what he's proposing to do. You look at her, you look at her record, you look at what she's proposing to do, and you decide, I may not like everything she's doing, mm-hmm. but when I compare her with him, then she seems to be the better of the two. And in terms of being female, I am one of those people who believe that I would take a competent female any day over an incompetent male.
Oh, man, you're being political with me right now. You're really, really trying to push me to the edge. Mm-hmm. You slick, you know. You just slick. I know you, you know. I don't want people to think I don't know you, you know. You saw where you put me, Mr. Russell?
I do.
What type of friend does that?
I don't know. But I see it slightly differently.
I can't fight that.
I apologize.
If I even try to fight that, you know, I'm a dead man walking. Go ahead, Mr. Russell.
No, I just see it differently.
Go ahead.
On your issue of female leadership versus male leadership, I will take your historical mind back.
Please do.
We had Angela Merkel in Germany. Mm-hmm. We've had Margaret Thatcher in the UK. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll possibly have Kamala. Look, I think at the end of the day, people toe the line because power is what rules the day, not sex. Power is what rules the day. And as long as America continues to be arguably the world's number one superpower, it doesn't matter who sits in that chair from a global perspective. So I understand that you might not be comfortable sitting across from me as a woman, but I'm the president of the United States, and that's the beginning and the end of this conversation. So
you're telling me that her being in this seat,
it's the seat
not
that matters.
Weaken the United States?
No. So whether it does in reality is a different conversation. I'm saying the perception that what you're talking about is the perception of America. The reality of America is unchanged as to whether or not she's sitting in the seat, because the fact is it's the office of the president that matters, not the president.
But before I take this call, and mm-hmm. I'm going to let you continue after I take this call, but mm-hmm. before I take this call, mm-hmm. if it is the office of the president,
yes.
then it doesn't matter if you put an idiot in the chair. So, caller, let me take this caller. Go ahead, caller. I just had to be slick and throw that in.
Yeah, you trouble,
being
sir.
Slick today.
No, but I ready.
But go
I
ahead,
ready.
Caller. Go ahead,
I
caller.
Ready.
Godverse.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon to you and your guest host there.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, these are great men.
Good afternoon.
I'm Godverse. The least of these brethren. Go ahead.
History will be made on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I am a betting man.
Okay.
And I will bet two chicken patty and a vitamin against anybody who wants to bet
me. Go ahead.
Now, where are you getting the patty from?
The first female president of the United States of America.
So you're going to bring me what? You bring me two chicken patty?
Two chicken patty and a vitamin.
And a vitamin. And you're going to bring that to me on Wednesday when I come here and Friday when I come here.
Is that
12
a bet?
O'clock. Bring it to
no,
me.
You got the middle of a national radio.
Huh?
If that's a bet or not.
I can afford that. I ain't up broke. Bring it
okay,
then.
Good. Well,
don't duck me now because I can talk back. You can't call back to the show no more. Go ahead.
That woman is now leading in just about every big area.
But Mr. Russell say that Democrats don't, Republicans don't take polls. He just said that.
But they ain't got to take polls.
You could poll all you want. Howard just had a poll, and he had Philip Rafe Davis, the most popular man in the country. He ain't got one person to do the poll.
Yeah, but that's all right. We different.
But no, we ain't no different. We right next door.
Yeah, but listen to me.
Uh-huh.
We had the person that I support. You know the person that I support. She had 657.
I know what you do, man. I know you're out there waking and calling people and getting them to
okay,
the polls. I know what you do.
What I do. That's how you wait to get votes, too. If I could do that one night, imagine you give me 6 months before election.
You?
Huh?
Boy, you're a waker boy. I ain't gonna lie, you're a waker.
But listen to me. Let's get back to the United States thing now.
Go back.
Donald Trump has some people he think working with him, and they're working against him right on his team. Certain things they say, anywhere in their right mind, if they were supporting Donald Trump, they would say the type of thing. Look at the comedian the other day.
What did he bring in for me on Wednesday or Friday? He bring me what?
Two chicken patty and a vitamin.
Two chicken patty with a vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we got to get cocoa bread with that, you know.
There's some cocoa bread, too?
Yeah, man, bring the cocoa bread. Where you getting that from, by the way?
Don't
call the business name, but make sure you get it from someplace good now.
No, I want mine from Original Box.
But I said don't call it name, but you know, be in the spirit. But yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but listen to me. That's
bring it hot, too. I don't want it in cold. Bring it hot.
Mr. Burrs.
Yes, sir.
In closing.
Yes, sir.
Trump is finished. Remember I tell you that. After Wednesday, there'd be no more Trump. You usually have a Trump again, and you have some more cases come up.
But you know something? You know something? But okay, this is what I can't understand. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, my brother. This is what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
If he is the only person who is selected for candidacy based on their electoral process.
Yes.
I remember Ben Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Ben Carson?
Why didn't
they ask Ben Carson?
Sure. Why didn't they ask any of the other half a dozen or so persons?
I got another caller, Wally. Yeah. Oh, that's okay, good.
Yeah.
Why not ask like a Ben Carson or ask another noted Republican to say, step up and you will be victorious based on the present economic situation in America, based on the present immigration situations of America. We think you would be an excellent president. How come he was able to surpass all of these other people
who have
contested?
You said it best. He's the best entertainer that the Republicans have.
And so if he can convince a whole party as an
mm-hmm.
idiot
mm-hmm.
to support me, you don't think he could convince America?
Yes, and he has already.
This is what I'm saying to you.
I'm not saying to you that this is not possible
okay.
for him to win.
Okay.
I'm saying to you it's not probable. That's just my humble opinion. You know,
you're smart people.
It's possible, but it's just not probable, right?
And
go ahead, Doctor.
And it's not. I'm sorry, man.
No. So
look at Wally laughing over there. What's
so?
you're the problem in here, you know.
So for me,
uh-huh.
look, this fear. I don't have the same fears that people have around this dictatorial leanings that he has. America's system is designed to check the office of the president.
Yes.
It does not allow that man or woman
yes.
to go too far left or too far right, regardless of your leanings.
Thank you very
much. So Donald Trump could go in that office and want to be a dictator all that he wants. The system does not allow
that to
happen.
Thank
so here's the issue. This is not the Bahamas. In the Bahamas, the prime minister is the supreme leader, essentially.
Yeah, he's a dictator.
Yeah, what he says goes,
and
you either stay in line, get in line,
yeah.
or you leave,
that's
right?
It.
Or
that's
he fires
right.
you.
Yeah.
That is that construct does not exist in the United States in the way that we are familiar with politics.
That is correct.
So he has powers of executive orders, yes, but those, once again, are constrained by what the Constitution says. So, as you've seen with Biden...
Yes.
Biden has tried to forgive all of these student loans for people. He gets sued. No. Can't do that, Mr. President. Let's send that to the Supreme Court. This is the President of the United States.
Yes.
The Supreme Court says, nice try, but nah, you can't do that.
Okay.
It has not been done outside of the parameters of what he is allowed to do as the president.
Mm-hmm.
Trump can say he wants to abolish the Department of Education, abolish Commerce Department. He could say all of that he wants to.
Yes.
He cannot, in and of himself, do that. Just like Kamala, despite what she says on the campaign trail, can't do anything to overturn Roe v. Wade.
But see,
as much as she campaigns around that, she is powerless in that office to change that. That has been a decision by the Supreme Court of the United States, who overwhelmingly, because of Donald Trump's appointment, is an incredibly conservative court.
I like
so you bringing another case to challenge
yes.
the overturning of Roe v. Wade has the likelihood of passing this conservative court probably at a 5% rate. It doesn't matter what she does in the White House. It's great politics, but it will not happen. America has to find another way if this is going to happen. Some of the justices have to pass away during the time that she's president for
mm-hmm.
her to get another liberal justice on the bench, right? So we have to understand, we are sober, sensible, intelligent people. Read, understand the difference between politics and the truth. And I know sometimes that gets muddled, but all of this information is there for you to go find out for yourself. You cannot just absorb what campaigns say, leaders say, politicians say, hook, line, or sinker.
I like it. Folks, listen, Dr. Higgs can't wait to jump on that response. Give us a call, join a conversation. We'll be right back.
Printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
T.I.P. Yeah. Hey, Jamie, JT. Oh. If I tired to get back hot again, man, you know I'm fresh out this thing. Let's go.
You know you're looking at a window, window.
So out there. You're so out there. You're so not here. You see, we're so up there. And we're so out
right
there.
Hey!
I'm waking up in the morning, hustling to the stage and performing, muscling through the hate and busting the door.
Oh, we're back, we're back, we're back. Got some texts off during the break of people wanting to call in, so I'm going to give out those numbers once again. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. If you're calling from the family of violence, 242-300-5720, or give me a text at 422-4796. Dr. Leon Higgs, you had a response for Mr. Darvin Russell.
Darvin, before I would have agreed with you.
About?
What he was saying about the United States system being intact and it does not matter who's in that chair, you can't change it. I would have agreed with him before Trump. Since Trump came into being, I don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Trump is talking about suspending the Constitution. He's talking about getting rid of a number of departments. If you notice what has happened is all the people around him, the first time around, he had some seasoned people who knew and understood the running of the country. Mm-hmm. This time, the people he have around him, some of them are worse than he is in terms of understanding what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to allow him to do what he wants to do. Even when he was in power, for the most part, he would say what he wanted done, and in some cases they were able to get through. But when we go to the Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
he appointed a Supreme Court to do basically what he wanted done. And for the most part, most of the things he wanted, they've given to him. The Supreme Court, which a lot of people believe, well, couldn't really, people were baffled by this decision, they said the other day that whatever he does in office as president, he's immune from prosecution.
Hold that thought for me 1 minute, Dr. Higgs. Caller, go ahead. Don't want to keep them holding too long. Go ahead, caller. Dr. Higgs is in the middle of his conversation, but go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon, Mr. Garfield.
Good afternoon.
You and your guest.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead, though.
I apologize. I only came on about 15 minutes ago, so I may have missed some of your discussion earlier. But my dear friend, Dr. Leon Higgs, just beat me to the punch. I wanted to take issue with your other guest talking about why somebody in the Oval Office cannot do as they wish. But I'm of the same mind as Dr. Higgs. That is, that the guardrails have been tampered with by Donald Trump. The Supreme Court, for sure. But he has also undermined confidence in the pillars of American society. The FBI, the Justice Department, the CIA. He undermined them because people have lost faith in them now to the extent, for example, where you have a federal court judge, Eileen Cannon, who has done his bidding, thrown out the case. That was ostensibly to be one of the only trials ever called into account for having stolen documents, or shall we say, removing documents illegally from the Oval Office. And down the line, election officials in state after state have lined up who are MAGA people, who are election deniers, for the idea that in case Donald Trump loses, they will either fail to certify or delay certification of the election results and even change them. Only recently have some of them been brought to court and brought to account for those kinds of things. When you have a man who distorts the truth every day, who cheats the government, teach the people. This man is a bully. And he has been bullying from day one. He was such a bully that half of the American people are convinced that he is a superb businessman. This man has destroyed every business that he put his hand on. His money came from his father. What has he put together? This man used his position in the government to make money through his hotel. His children got money via deposition as him being their father. But who do they go after? They go after Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son. They don't go after this man and what he has done. So I'm a little reluctant to believe that who's in the office now will make a difference because of the system. I would have believed that, as Dr. Higgs said, prior to Donald Trump. But I don't necessarily believe that now. I'm not going to give you your party, et cetera. I'm believing that he will lose. Mm. But as the other guy said, I believe it's possible for him to win, but I don't think it's probable.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. It sounds like our good friend, Dr. Don Major. Thank you for calling. And go ahead, Dr. Higgs. You wanted to continue or you wanted to respond first? And then allow my good friend, Dr. I call you Dr. Russell.
Man, you can promote me.
Yeah, man, he's a good man. They should give you an honorary one a long time. But Dr. Higgs is going to retire on you, so you can't get that today. But go ahead, Dr. Higgs. My apologies.
No, I sort of missed my train of thought there when he came in. But basically what I'm saying is for some reason, the American people seem to just deflect or just move on the side and let Donald Trump do whatever he wanted to do. For example, he became the nominee for the Republican Party because all of those other strong Republicans and capable men and women who probably would have done an excellent job running the country, the people didn't vote for them at the Republicans didn't vote for them in the primary.
Why do you think so?
I believe, well, the Republican Party has changed. So you have your MAGA Republicans and you have your regular Republicans. The MAGA people just they made the most noise and frightened all the others apart, and they all just move on the side.
That sounds like PLP not for them to me.
Probably. I also believe that a lot of them, those men and women, are afraid of Donald Trump because they knew that he would come after them.
Why are you sounding like behemoth politics to me? You keep talking like behemoth politics. You're talking American politics. You tell me this culture that we are very familiar with in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is what is now being experienced in America.
This is what's happening in America.
But
we only
50 years old. They 500 years old. How you compare the two to be similar?
Yeah, because they allow Donald Trump to come on the scene. Donald Trump was a reaction to Barack Obama. So the people wanted somebody different. They wanted, you see.
But then that's what happened with Dr. Minnis. And now we just wanted something different, so we went to Brave Davis. Philip Brave Davis had nothing more to offer. They never had no plan. I'm saying to you, this sounds global to me.
In the United States.
It sounds
States,
like the whole world going to the garbage dump. What's going on?
It's a racial thing in
racial?
The United States, more so than the Bahamas. But I'm not going to discuss Dr. Minnis today. And we leave that
Brother
there.
Brother Russell, say something.
We leave that there.
Say something.
Mind you and Dr. Higgs being trapsy tonight. But I am of the belief that I will not say unequivocally that it doesn't matter if Trump wins. My concern would be this. It's not some of the issues that have been raised so far, but my real issue would be this. Donald Trump, however, does have direct control over the FBI in the sense that they are his police force through his attorney general.
Presently?
Yes. No, I mean, that's how it works.
That's how it is.
Right? What I am concerned about is the weaponizing of the military and the FBI to go after people whose only crime is that they were not supporters of Donald Trump. That is a real fear that you should have as an American.
You got that here.
No. So, typically, in the Bahamas, would we have seen, well, actually not what we have seen, it is only a recent phenomenon where politicians were hauled before the court by the administration mm-hmm. coming to power. Mm-hmm. That was actually foreign to Bahamians
yes.
prior to Dr. Minnis becoming prime minister.
Yes.
Now Mr. Davis has done it in the case of Mr. Adrian Gibson. And I think that's the only one that is happening.
Lanisha Roll. Lanisha
Roll.
She's been gone so long,
God.
My God, he didn't forget about her. But I didn't forget.
Okay.
God, don't forget.
So, you know, but we can argue that that's politics for a different day. But
yes.
I'm saying the fact is that is a real fear that you should have about him weaponizing the military and the police organs of government. That is a real tangible issue. Because if he is nothing else, he is very vindictive. The only way, however, for you as an American to thwart that is to do what you know you need to do or you have already done, but do it again for those that haven't on November 7th.
Tuesday.
Look,
I hope you people listening to this, you know. Right, let me give you these numbers again one more time. Somebody got to tell me something before I say something. Because I heard you, but I have my view on that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go with these numbers real quick. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or from the Family Island, 300-5720, or text at 422-4796. What I'm hearing from you gentlemen, you know, mm-hmm. and the phone doesn't lift up again, but it almost sounds like you all want to be soft on society as a leader. You know, you're talking about as if Donald Trump, as he rightly said before, there are checks and balances to leadership. But you're talking almost to me as if you're looking for some type of soft leadership that's going to allow the citizenry to feel as if, the leader of the country is my friend. Like how we say in the Bahamas, the leader of the government is my friend. Mm-hmm. The leader of the opposition is my friend. Leadership has nothing. This is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you say this to me. I keep hearing this thing about weaponizing and using a force. And my thing is that, is there not a place for strong leadership? We have countries around the world, like, for instance, China and Korea. and the Ukraine and those other places, there is strong leadership. When you go to Cuba, the people are timid and afraid of government, but guess what? They're not going to allow you to talk about their government, not you. They can talk about it, but not you, because there's a certain respect and regard for their government. And so I'm saying to you, America has been falling apart at the seams for decades, just falling apart, disintegrating. And Donald Trump says, you know what, as a part of my mandate to make America great again, I'm going to tighten up the ship. Go ahead, caller.
Good night,
my brother.
First time caller. I'm just calling to find out. I heard the gentleman say that he said that this is the America should be afraid that he is going to weaponize the FBI.
Yes.
So prior to, after he lost as president, what did the Democrats do? Did they weaponize anybody?
They didn't weaponize the FBI.
But I'm just asking, did they weaponize anybody?
No, not from what I saw. But you make the point. You felt as though they weaponized somebody.
They tried to discredit him with fear that he may win the next election.
Well, let me say this. Let me help you a bit, caller. Are you saying that when you take on issues like abortion, that in itself is subtle weaponry?
Not even. No, I'm talking about the fact that they tried to say that he did certain things when they held back information to create a narrative that he did something by just saying some words on a pulpit, and then they said that people coming in and doing something was his fault.
Okay. Let's be specific.
That weaponizing can be in any form. Not because he's going to use the FBI means that they haven't done the same thing in a different aspect of the government.
Okay.
And we have to be able to understand that weaponizing can be in any form.
Okay, so I'm trying to get clarity. Your weaponizing is which organ of government did he weaponize? Did the Democrats weaponize against him?
The attorney general who came up and said that he did all these different things. From what I understood from the news, when they were trying to charge him on all these different counts, and then he tried to say the whole thing that happened to the White House was his fault, and all these other stuff, and then they tried to tamper with all of the election and all these other stuff, and then they tried to say he did some fraud. That was a time when they came against him being a former president, when they went in his house and raided to say that he had documents that he wasn't supposed to have.
Yes.
Wasn't this the first time something like this happened?
No, now, if you remember, you bring up valid points, but this was not the first or only time that this has happened. So presidents...
No, I'm just saying, but isn't that a form of weaponizing?
No, you could argue that if there is a degree of unfairness. You understand?
Okay.
So if I'm weaponizing, so if Garth is the new prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and Darwin is the former prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, if Garth only sends the police after me for the same thing he just did, that's weaponizing. But if he sends the police after my people and his people, that's not weaponizing. You understand what I'm saying? So there has to be a bias, an implicit unfairness to what the new leader is doing versus the old leader. That's why a lot of presidents distance themselves from these issues by hiring these special prosecutors or allowing Congress to take the lead in these kind of investigative matters to avoid even the appearance of bias and impropriety, which is what you're bringing up today. But you're right. The Democrats don't have completely clean hands in this issue either. But my point is, I think the degree to which Trump would recognize it, I think, would be significantly more than the Democrats have historically.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So I understand what you're saying. For me, I don't think it's an issue as if he uses the FBI, all it means is that he pulled a bigger Trump card than what they put.
That's
how I feel.
Understood.
I feel if somebody hit me, I decided to pick up a wooden hit down.
Yes.
All I did was, I just get something harder so I can lift you a bit. That's all.
I got you.
So it to me, it isn't the issue, and this is why I say perception is a serious thing when it comes to the reality of life.
Yes.
And even in our country, even though we say that Minnis was the first to do what he do, and now it's going on to this. It was happening before, but now it's more coming to light where it's going into the court system.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yes.
I like that. Yes. I like that.
It was happening
call.
Before. All it is now, Minnis decided, you know something? I finished with this. I want change how things are being done. Let me put it, let the public see what's going on.
Yeah.
Boy, caller, listen, that's profound.
Everybody was shutting their mouth, and they was like, bring my party in. You got to suffer because you was with them people. I know you ain't deserve this, but you got to suffer because you support them people. You go to what you want to.
Wow.
Now, I was getting to a point.
Mm-hmm.
People are taking the government to court. People are winning sums of money because they were some injustice was done. And the taxpayers are losing money because of the ignorance of the people who we thought were intelligent enough to understand. Wow. They understand the Employment Act. They understand what it is to terminate somebody or how you go about terminating somebody. But they use their own selfish ambition to do something and cost us money.
Wow,
to get something done.
Well, thank you, caller, for calling, man. That is just a great conversation piece right there. Next caller, please, quickly. Next caller.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brother Jeff Delavone. Go ahead. You remember Jeff Del?
Brother Russell.
My friend.
Your guest in the studio. Piggybacking on the conversation from the previous caller.
Yes, sir.
You know, we as Bahamians, and it's something, too, that you guys mentioned a little while ago. Oh, Dr. Higgs. Hey, good evening, my friend.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
You're right here. The thing is, you know, one has to wonder sometimes if, you know, we always talk about our Constitution, the way how it was drafted. And in many countries, the Constitution, their Constitution has been updated, have been amended, and so on and so forth. And the Bahamian people who have actually read this document and actually see the possible loopholes or clauses and stuff, articles in the Constitution that could be corrected to bring about some type of justice in terms of for the Bahamian people, but yet our politicians will go into Parliament and debate all kind of stuff, but would not really touch the Constitution to bring it up to speed with what's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
The clarion call was put out some time ago for the constitutional scholars among us, especially I think we still have one or two, I think one or two of the framers still here, mm-hmm. who would be able to tell us exactly what the mindset of the Constitution was at that particular time, and perhaps get the new constitutional scholars who may be among us, who have some type of understanding of how to write constitutions, you know, maybe get their involvement in it to see if we can correct this thing so we can move our country from the prime minister being a dictator, okay, and really let it be a true democracy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the problem that we have in this country, and that's why nothing is going to change, because persons who are well-versed in constitutional work, whether they have stepped up or they haven't, it's just that their voices seem to be mute. We're not hearing nothing from them.
Mm-hmm.
The country seems to be like on autopilot, still under the same old guidance of the same old principles and stuff. But nobody seems really interested in trying to correct our some articles in our Constitution. I mean, why is this? The question has been put forward to many learned Bahamians,
mm-hmm.
and the simple answer that came back was that they don't want to change it because they so accustomed to how it is. It takes away for them to make the adjustments to close possible loopholes,
mm-hmm.
and other atrocities against the Bahamas and the Bahamian people is to take away the power that they have to manipulate and use the power for their own advantage and benefit. I mean, where are if we don't have persons among us who is fair and balanced in constitutional reform, then just as the first father of the nation and the first cabinet of the Bahamas would have done, they would have referred to England to help to write our constitution. Don't you think with all of the advances the American constitution has, don't you think some of those some of their articles can easily be drafted to a point that we can use them to bring about some type of reform, but not only reform, to bring some type of justice, to bring these politicians and even the prime minister himself, if he is found wanting, to bring him before the courts and try him?
But
you
Jeff,
don't think that's possible?
Jeff, I like it. Thank you for calling. I like it, and one day we got to have you on the show as well. I do believe, knowing both of these men here sitting here, we're sitting with none other than Dr. Leon Higgs, the former president of the College of the Bahamas, now the University of the Bahamas, Mr. Darwin Russell, my very, very dear friend. He's like me, multi-talented. And so, you know, we do everything and we try to do it well. I don't think there's anything much that we try to do that we don't do well. If we can't do it well, we don't do it at all. So we're in the last phase of our conversation here today. If you want to join us today, I'll give out these numbers for the last time because I need to allow these men to have closing arguments and to give us a concrete answer as to which way they would vote and why they're going to vote that way. Those numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or from the Family Violence, 300-5720, or go ahead and give me a text at 422-4796. Go ahead, Mr. Russell. I saw with you at the far end of the table. Dr. Higgs, he wants to speak so badly, but I got to misbehave just a little bit so he can call my mother and say, no, that young man of yours, he's something else, you know. So I can let him go after you.
No
you,
problem.
You go ahead, young Mr. Russell.
No problem. Before the break, you were mentioning why are we afraid of why do we seem akin to having these soft leaders? And I know that was you being... you know, little aggressive because that's your nature because you're controversial.
But I like things right.
No, I understand.
Yes.
But I think you used the wrong S-O. It's not soft. The reason why we prefer Kamala was because she's sober. Okay? This is an issue of sobriety.
Now, you say sober.
Sober mind.
You know what I say?
Yes.
She's very calculating.
That's fine.
No, I can tell you why I have a problem with that. Not to cut you. Mm-hmm.
No.
But
mind
you
is your show.
You know I'm mischievous.
No, go ahead.
I can throw this wrench.
But you know
so
I stay
hard.
Ready. I ain't got to get ready. I stay ready.
You think you're ready for me?
I ready.
Okay, let me throw this
Bring
at
it.
You.
Yeah.
Jezebel was sober.
Yes.
Oh, she was strong.
Yes.
She was so strong, her husband couldn't say nothing to her. And the prophet couldn't say nothing to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sober leader.
Yes.
And who gets things done?
Yes.
And gets things done the way she sees fit to get it done. I see Kamala Harris as a soft-hearted looking woman.
Yes.
But I know the eye of the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
I know how a woman could change after she says, I do, when she gets married. Because the woman who was the girlfriend, now she is the wife.
Wow.
And with the wife comes the knife. Now you tell me about Kamala Harris. Let me figure this out. Let me be just that mischievous. We ain't talking about just a man.
No.
We're talking about a woman.
Yes.
And ain't much beings on this earth is stronger than a female.
So
man ain't as strong as a female. We may be visionary.
Yes.
But the strength of a woman is unmatched on this side of God's creation.
Okay.
You're lucky you're among friends.
You can't talk to me right now. I talk to Russell. I can deal with you later. I can deal with you later, Dr. Hill.
That's all I want to say. You're lucky you're among friends.
No, man, I stay ready. So
okay, go ahead.
Look. I understand your point that Kamala could change. But those same guardrails that Dr. Higgs is afraid and the caller previously is afraid have been compromised.
Removed.
But Trump ain't gonna change.
No, fine.
What you see is what you get.
But I'm saying to you, even if Kamala has the predilection to do so, those guardrails are firmly in place for her.
Well, we just said Trump was tampered with those. If they already tampered before, we tell this woman don't know how to tamper. No. She's smart, you know.
No, she is.
Okay.
But she is still sober. And just like Barack Obama and previous presidents before them, Donald Trump is really the only exception to not adhering to the guardrails that have been in place. I don't think Kamala is going to deviate from governance in the way in which historically we have come to expect it in the United States.
You think? Now, you're thinking, though?
No. Right, that's all I can do is think.
Supposition.
Supposition, of course.
Okay.
Right? So let me touch on Jeff's point, because I come back for that show when you have Jeff on to talk about these constitutional matters.
Okay.
Because look, I don't believe that the American system of a republic and a republican form of government, in the way they practice it, especially, is a better form of government.
Oh.
The problem in the Bahamas is not the form of government.
Oh.
It's those that govern us.
Yeah.
But I can leave that right there. That's for a different day.
Let me take a caller real quick, Dr. Higgs. See, I can punish Dr. Higgs. Go ahead, caller. Yes,
good
sir.
Afternoon.
I think you missed on that last statement you made, my brother.
Okay, what did I miss?
Now, I can tell you, a woman could never be stronger than a man because, see, God made man and woman in his likeness and his image. But remember now, God put everything in Adam, okay? And he told Adam to teach Eve.
So why every time a woman show herself to a man, he get weak and give all the money?
Why every time
she show herself to a man, he get weak and give up all the money? All the rubies, all the gold, all the silver, well, she get it
that
all.
That is because of the one gift that God gave a woman.
Which is what?
All right, that she misuses. And that gift is the gift of influence. God has given woman the gift of influence.
And that's all you need.
And a woman could take a Joneser right now today and influence him to the point where he can become a prime minister.
Saw a man, I can tell you where I saw this with my own two eyes. I saw a man in Golden Gates cutting the lawn with a pair of scissors. You hear me?
You
don't call, right? When a woman tell you get that done, you got to get that done. If I tell you get it done, you ain't on my run. But when a woman say get that done, that's a done deal. If you ask me right now, I confess a sin to you. My mother's stronger than my father right now. She runs things.
That depends on what kind of man you is.
You can't be. He's 78 and still going two stories up and putting roof on building.
That depends on what kind of man you is, Scott.
But she ain't stronger than her. Because she's the one
man
who, when she say, Solomon, go on the second floor and put the roof on, he got to go. Huh? He got to go. You playing, boy. Woman, that's why they call it Mother Nature.
I can leave you with this, Scott.
And Proverbs 31 says that the good woman, she home, doing everything. She's strong. And all her man do is sit in the gate and boast of how strong his wife is at home.
I'm going to leave you with this. You said you're a theologian, right?
Well, I used to do that too.
The closest thing that ever came to heaven in a female form was Lucifer, right? And he wanted half of God's kingdom. You think about that.
The closest thing that came to God was Lucifer?
No, the closest thing in heaven in the form of a female was Lucifer.
Okay, now let me tell you how bad a woman is. You want me to tell you this before Dr. Hicks talk? And
go ahead.
The only thing we could conceive and produce the Son of God on earth is a woman. Go ahead, Dr. Hicks. Thank you, Durant.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going back to the guardrails because we already mentioned that. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the reasons why I felt, or I believe Trump is dangerous, mm-hmm. because he has no guardrails. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court has told him he can do whatever he wants to do. So he can dismantle the government if he wants to. The other point I wanted to mention was the one on abortion. Kamala can change that. Mm-hmm. And the reason why she can change it is if the House of Representatives pass the law, they send it on to the Senate, and if the Senate passes it and send it to her, she can sign it into law, and the Supreme Court can't.
This is what I'm saying.
It can't
originate in her.
She can't do
that's
it on
issue.
Her own.
Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah, she can't do it on
so
her own.
So we all know that.
Okay.
That's my point.
That's what you were saying. I agree with you on that.
She only has full power for an executive order, and she can't change it.
That's why they're probably working so hard to get the Senate and
the House of Representatives.
Because if she has both of those, mm-hmm. Then she can change it back.
She can try.
Well, if she has both of those, once they send that law to her and she signs it, it becomes law. Supreme Court can't do anything. You see, they have the three branches.
Sure.
So this is what we can do.
Yes, sir.
I like the conversation. We can do a post-analysis if you guys are available as to who won and why. You thought they won.
Who won what?
On Tuesday.
On Tuesday. We can do this on Sunday.
On Tuesday.
We can analyze this, and then we can talk about how will we position the Bahamas based on the results of the United States of America. We can do that. But you have to be available, so let me know, and we can consider such. We also have lined up in the future, gentlemen. We got to deal with some health care issues in our country, public health. Satisfactory or unsatisfactory?
Unsatisfactory.
And then we need to deal with
terrible.
With violence. I just passed a violent scene this morning. Someone actually, there was a homicide situation there on Carmichael Road. I think we really need to consider stiffer penalties. Now, what stiffer penalties mean, we need to discuss that as well. So there's a number of issues that we're going to confront as time goes on. But I want you both to know that you are a dynamic guest here today. I'm going to take this last caller. Caller, go ahead, and then if these men want to rebuttal or they want to confirm, we can go ahead and do that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, guys. I'm calling in for a second time just for about 10 seconds.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want a point of clarification. If my contribution just now was not the intent to say that the United States system is better than what we have here. I was simply referring to the checks and balances that's in their system that I believe that we can utilize within the different branches of that we have here.
No disagreement.
We know that we have some checks and balances. Some needs to be strengthened, but there's the absence of maybe one or two that needs to be that makes the persons more accountable. They cannot duck anything, especially if they are found wanting or have done something wrong. They must face the music and be brought back to accountability, even if it's under scrutiny. That's what I was pointing at. The checks and balances of their system that seems to exist in their system that we seem to lack here.
No, okay. I appreciate that.
Thanks for taking my
Jeff. Time. Jeff, I can't promise that Ellington is going to be with us next week. He's still traveling. He wanted to be here, so maybe. You know, you'd want to come and join us next week, Sunday, if Dr. Higgs and my good friend Alvin Russell is available. We can do a post-analysis show, and let's see if we can wrap that up, and then we can move on to other important issues and solutions for our country. How does that sound to you, man?
You know, I hear when you call.
Good. So before you go, see, I'm wicked, you know. I need repentance. I need baptism. Who wins on Tuesday, Darwin?
Kamala.
You say Kamala? Mm-hmm. Dr. Higgs?
Kamala, and it's not going to be close.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it for yourself. These men are saying it's going to be a Democratic victory. I know Ellington said he is 100% in support of Trump. He actually pulled for Trump the first time. He's pulling for Trump now. I don't know what Wally said. Wally, you can tell me, man. Wally, I don't know. He's a Vanguard member. But anyhow, until next time. It's been a pleasure to be here with you. This is Remark. This is Garth Maynard Roseboro here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's been a great show, and I pray that these men join me next week so we can get to the real bottom, which is only victory or loss. See you next week.
We'll only talk about victory.
And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider